You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the June 8th episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast, or should I say June 8th through June 10th episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and very humble host, Eric G, and I want to thank you for making me a part of your weekend. And hey, the good news is after tonight, the NBA Finals should be over. I think by the time we meet again on Monday, Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors will be holding up the O'Brien Trophy. They may even have already had a parade, and then we can move on to free agency and the draft. And speaking of the draft, quick plug for Locked On NBA and the Locked On NBA podcast, as they will do some extensive draft coverage this upcoming week. You're going to want to listen to those. Those are some very entertaining podcasts. I know I'll be tuning into them since the Oklahoma City Thunder don't have a draft pick until the second round, unless Sam Presti decides to move up. Well, coming up on today's episode, we'll be talking about Paul George and free agency. What else is new? There is another source telling us that Paul George may stay here in Oklahoma City, and we'll discuss what to weed through, what to buy, what not to buy into, and we'll even hear from Paul George on free agency, just about every question he could possibly be asked. He was asked in his exit interview, so there's a good 3-minute clip where I think it covers all the bases when it comes to free agency. So we'll do that in segment number one. And I'll even discuss the possibility of LeBron James coming here. That's a rumor that's floating out there. I think more than anything, it's a wish for a lot of Oklahoma City Thunder fans. They've got the birthday cake in front of them. They're blowing out the candles and they're saying to themselves, LeBron James. It's not something I want to happen. So we'll discuss all that coming up in segment one. In segment two, Brian Colangelo is either the dumbest man on the face of the earth or the guy has one hell of a lawyer. And I have a challenge for you today based on some of the comments that Brian Colangelo made about his wife. I want to see if you could pull off what he pulled off today. That dude is ending up in divorce court. We get into that in segment two. And in segment three, we wrap things up. Kevin Durant says he's staying with Golden State. Not a big shock. And Giannis Antetokounmpo is out enjoying all of the American junk food he can possibly get his hands on. But what is the fatal mistake he's making? Where should he go for great junk food? That's coming up in segment number three. I'm Eric G., the host of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I did radio here in Oklahoma City for a while. Hosted the Thunder postgame show on a local radio station, the occasional pregame show. I'm a credentialed member of the media. I've covered this team for 5 years, and I'm also lucky enough to work for another publication called Thunder Digest. Big shout out to my man, Chuck Cheney, for letting me be a part of that. And if you like what you hear, please go to LockedOnThunder.com. Check out all our podcasts, as well as the audio and video archives that we have from the Oklahoma City Thunder. So let's jump right into it. One more person was telling us yesterday about Paul George's free agency, and that was Sham Sharina, who writes for Yahoo and was on a podcast saying that Paul George and Russell Westbrook have bonded and he's seriously considering staying at Oklahoma City, but I think that's something that we already knew. In fact, what we heard yesterday in that podcast isn't anything new. It's just coming from Sham Sharina as opposed to Dean Blevins or Royce Young or myself or Adrian Wojnarowski or some reporter in Houston or the Lakers Nation website. It's there. It's the exact same information. And one thing we learned from Kevin Durant is that as fans, we can't just buy into what we want to buy into. With Durant, a lot of us, and myself included on this, wanted to buy into that article about KD growing up with Oklahoma City and him being very charitable with his money and his time here in Oklahoma and all the things that he was saying publicly about Russ. Well, it must be true. They must like playing together. He seems to have Russ's back. And there were enough people chirping to tell us the opposite of what we wanted to hear, but we wanted to ignore that. So with Paul George, it's believe nothing and everything all at once, because I don't believe that any reporters are being lied to. And I don't believe when it's CJ McCollum on somebody else's podcast saying that Paul George is going to Los Angeles. I don't believe he's being lied to. As long as they have talked to somebody and have sources and it's not just an opinion, most people are telling you the truth because it's simply what they've been told. What you have to decipher and what is hard to decipher and can't be known is what they are being told coming from that person, from somebody inside that person's camp. Is it 100% true that, let's say, Paul George is going to Los Angeles? Let's take the CJ McCollum scenario for a second and say CJ actually heard it from Dame Lillard. And Dame Lillard got the information from somebody in Los Angeles or Magic Johnson. They may have information saying, yeah, Paul George is coming here. And they're telling you exactly what they heard. But in the end, it may all be true. And that information may be being put out to deceive people and lead them down wrong paths and lead them to follow trails that ultimately end up nowhere. It's very similar to the draft, and we see this in the draft all the time. As soon as you hear that a team is interested in someone, until they actually pick them, I always believe it's a diversion tactic. And that's where I am with this Paul George free agent thing. Everything right now is a diversion tactic to keep us talking, to keep us looking at one situation or maybe three or four situations, and then something else is really going on behind the scenes. And as far as Paul George and everything that he's told us, well, here in this 3-minute clip, Paul George answers just about every question you could possibly be asked about free agency. And it starts with his time in Oklahoma City and the reality that he is, in fact, considering the Thunder as his possible landing spot by the end of the summer.
I think we've had the high moments where we've kind of seen what we can be. And I think that's the consistency part of just getting an identity as a group. But I think we're close. I think we're close to accomplishing something bigger here.
If the Thunder check all the boxes that you're looking for, why is it so important to go through the free agent process and meet with other teams to see what they have to offer?
Well, it's not even more so about that. It's just, kind of let everything decompress. Have that time to myself and then addressing it. That's all it comes down to.
Well, with all that said, obviously what follows you is speculation about home in Los Angeles for obvious reasons. Is there an allure there to you, to the idea of playing, at home?
I would say, almost everybody in this league would have loved to play at home. I won't say that's a lie. Everybody would love to play for their home in one way or another. But that won't be done. That's not the only, option for why I want to go somewhere is because it's home. Not at all.
Paul, you mentioned this is your first time in free agency. What do you anticipate it being like just on the emotional level? Excited? Are you nervous?
Nervous. But I'm not really sure what to expect. I'm not even at that point yet.
Anybody else?
Actually,
last one.
Just to follow up on what Fred said, this being your first time at free agency, do you have kind of a sense of what your decision would mean for not just the Thunder, but for wherever you end up going, the magnitude of your decision?
Yeah. Again, I haven't really put everything in perspective. I think the biggest thing is just trying to keep a relationship with Sam, continue to talk with Billy, with Russ, and figure out the direction we want to go as a group more so than anything. I think that's option one, or that's first thing I want to do. Before free agency or anything any of that, we get to that point. I want to be, I want to know or be on the same page with those guys. That's first and foremost. Because we do have something special and we have something that we can accomplish here. So that's first and foremost, I think.
So there it is. from Paul George, and whether you should take that at face value or think that, I don't think Paul George lied there. He didn't tell you that he was staying with the Thunder. He didn't tell you that he was going to Los Angeles. He handled that question perfectly, because Paul George learned from KD as well. Once you start saying stuff, people are going to pick it apart to the nth degree. And Paul George also knows that no matter what you say, even if you change your mind because what you said at the moment was true, but then you decided, well, this isn't maybe the best thing for me and my family, people are going to pick it apart. They're going to throw you under the bus, and they're going to crucify you any way that they possibly can. So the best thing to do, and it's not even just say nothing, but it's give a lot of words for a lot of people to chew on, and then do ultimately what is best for you, and be able to have the comeback of, well, I never said that, but I did say this, and yeah, that was a consideration, but Paul George is kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You stay in Oklahoma City, there are going to be Laker fans that are upset, there'll be Rockets fans that are hurting. Obviously, Pacer fans aren't thrilled with him and the news that he wanted to go to Los Angeles that came out last year. And if he leaves Oklahoma City, then Thunder fans will be upset. Not as much as they were about Kevin Durant, but they'll still be crushed because they know that it's just another step back for this organization. And real quick, I tweeted this out today. Go watch Game of Zones. It's on my Twitter, at GEEHSO. It's on my Twitter feed. But the Paul George scenario is played out in the very opening scene of the last Game of Zones that was put out for this year. Got some contact at LockedOnThunder.com from a very nice guy that wonders about the LeBron James scenario. And he's realistic. He understands that the LeBron James scenario could happen in Oklahoma City, but it's going to take a lot of maneuvering. One, it would take Carmelo Anthony deciding to leave Oklahoma City and probably taking less than that $28 million to do so. But Sam Presti did say that, you know, if you could land a guy like LeBron James, they'd go all in, they'd go over the luxury tax, if it means they're in the repeater tax, they'd do it. And there's no way you wouldn't do it. Would I like it? Not really. I don't want LeBron here. I don't think it would necessarily work with LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. It's a great starting five. But Russ wants to be the face of the organization, and there is just no denying that. And Russ is not going to take a backseat to anyone. And if LeBron comes in here, I can see that causing more tension than it would do good. They'd be good. I mean, obviously, it would be a great team, and they'd be succeeding on talent alone. But I don't see chemistry being that team's strong suit. And I think we found out this year that chemistry is extremely important, because people need to be happy with their role. And if guys aren't happy with their role, then sometimes they're not able to succeed and play as well as they could. Carmelo Anthony is a great case in point on that. And most likely Russell Westbrook would be as well. Russell Westbrook, I think if you ask Russell Westbrook to concede more to LeBron and concede more to Paul George, even though it makes 100% sense, I don't see Russell Westbrook doing that and it turning out well for the Thunder at all. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, go to LockedOnThunder.com for all our podcast archives. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Coming up in segment number two, I've got a challenge for you. I want you to do what Brian Colangelo did, and I want to know how that works out for you coming up on Monday. I'll tell you what that challenge is and what he did coming up next on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about sex. All right, I probably shouldn't sing. And a matter of fact, I know I shouldn't sing. But guys, let's do talk about sex. In fact, let's talk about not just good sex, let's talk about great sex. I have a way for you to increase your performance and get that extra confidence you need to perform up to your abilities in bed, especially if you've got really good technique like one Paul Stanley. BlueChew.com. That's right, BlueChew.com. That's like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable that's got the same FDA-approved active ingredients just like Viagra and Cialis, and obviously we know those work well and really good because you see them all the time when you're watching NFL games, and you can take Blue Chew anytime, any day or night. You can even do it on a full stomach. So since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, and you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. And all you need to do, to test this out is go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free. Again, that's Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, and the promo code is CODE, C-O-D-E. Just type in the code, CODE, and you can try it for free. It's prescribed online, so you don't have to go to any doctor visits and have that long, drawn-out conversation. Also, you don't have to go to the pharmacy, wait in line, and then have that embarrassing conversation with the pharmacist about how this works, what the side effects are, yada, yada, yada. Just go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, and try it by entering the code CODE, C-O-D-E, and get your free sample. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's also cheaper than a pharmacy. So we're going to save you money, we're going to save you all the embarrassment, and then in the end, your woman's going to be satisfied, and that's ultimately what you want. And trust me, right now you're having more fun than Brian Colangelo is when it comes to sex. BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, promo code, CODE. Find out what it's all about. Just pay that $5 shipping and handling. And we'd like to thank Blue Chew for being a sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Yeah, Brian Colangelo's not going to need any Blue Chew for any extended amount of time, at least not with his wife. The news on Brian Colangelo is this. He has resigned as president of the Philadelphia 76ers, which sort of saves him the embarrassment from getting fired. He releases a statement, and in the statement, Brian Colangelo says that his wife was the runner of all those burner accounts that were defending him and talking about intimate details with the Philadelphia 76ers. But then Brian Colangelo, in this statement, makes the most colossal mistake you can ever make as a man. Quote, this is what it says. Her actions were a seriously misguided effort to publicly defend and support me. Oh my God. And while I recognize how inappropriate these actions were, she acted independently and without my knowledge or consent. Further, the content she shared was filled with inaccuracies and conjecture and no way represent my views or opinion. While this was an obvious mistake, we are a family and we will work through it together. Yeah, you know how you're going to be working through that, Brian? You are going to be living in a hotel. Or you're going to be living back with your parents or brothers or on a friend's couch. Dude, you are not going to be in the bedroom anytime soon. I've got a challenge for you today. Tell your wife, tell your girlfriend. As a matter of fact, tell her friends, not your friends. Your friends may not get back to her, but tell her friends that she is misguided in any of her actions or any of her beliefs. Do that. Just straight up just do that today. And let me know how that works out for you. Please, let me know what the end result is. This guy has got to be the dumbest man on the face of the earth, or he has got to have one hell of a lawyer. Because that hell hath no fury like a woman scorn line. That's not BS. Okay, woman scorn will take you for everything you have. And one of my favorite television characters of all time is Roger Sterling from Mad Men. Not even Roger Sterling of Mad Men is stupid enough. And that's a television character. He's not dumb enough to do the thing that Brian Colangelo just did. You never, under any circumstances, publicly embarrass your spouse. Even if it means that you're trying to cover your own ass and get a job later, which is exactly what Brian Colangelo is trying to do. He's essentially putting his resume out there for every NBA team. Hey, it wasn't me. It was my wife. No. And I'm wrong. Like, I'm completely wrong. I thought Brian Colangelo could recover from this and get another job. There's no way I'd hire him now. If I'm an owner, I am not going to hire a guy that will sell out his own family. That's what you did. You threw your wife under the bus. You sold her out. That no marriage can survive this. It just can't be done. And over 20 years of marriage, I can tell you that if I did that to my wife, I would be on the street the next day. No questions asked. It's just how it works out. So he's divorced. And would you really hire a guy that would have that kind of relationship with his wife? And also, where is she getting the information from? That's a central question here, which you were probably waiting for me to get to. I don't know. If she's getting it from a towboy or she's getting it from one of the other spouses that works in the front office, that's something that needs to be discussed. And he needs to be wholly aware of these things. And I'm not buying that he didn't have any knowledge of this. No matter what the Philadelphia 76ers found out, I'm just not buying it, unless they're not living together and they don't speak to each other and the marriage was so screwed up to begin with, or was at least in this stage of being screwed up, that's not how they were. Another lesson that you learn from this is leave work at work, because your wife doesn't want to hear about it when you get home. That's the last thing she wants to do, is hear you talk about your work problems. I'm telling you that from experience. Just consider this marriage counseling right now. And I almost think that this is exactly how this went down. Brian Colangelo would come home. He would bitch about Joel Embiid or Michael Fultz or somebody in the front office, and she would get sick of it. And finally, she just got so sick of it that she did these burner Twitter accounts. They're like, fine, it's so bad with him at work, I will defend him just so he'll shut up at home and we can go out to dinner and have a nice night. And in the end, it just backfired from him. So what have we learned from this? One, keep work at work. Once you come home and walk through that door, it's all about you and her and the family and the things that are going on, and just don't talk about it. And I would tell you right now, I'm still really bad about that. Really bad about that. But I try to be better. Try to be better. My wife is probably laughing right now if she's listening to this. So don't talk about work with your spouse. And two, don't ever throw your spouse under the bus unless you just want a divorce and your lawyer is like Michael Avenatti or just some dude that is a total badass in court and can make sure that she doesn't leave you without a pot to piss in. So Brian Colangelo, you're not needing the bluechew.com. What you are needing, though, is some help from some of my friends I went to college with. And hey, if you're listening to this podcast, Brian, hit me at GEEHSO, and I'll give you the names and numbers of some guys that can keep you out of the poorhouse. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. What Giannis Antetokounmpo is missing, some delicacies that he is majorly missing on his junk food summer long quest, we get to that next on LockedOnThunder.com. Locked On Thunder, the biggest stories by local experts and part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We just told you about it. You know that Brian Colangelo doesn't need it, but you might need it. Guys, let's talk about some sex, man. You want to talk about sex? Yeah, like okay. This is not the locker room. We are not teenagers right now. Let's get a little serious here about sex and talk about really good sex from our good friends at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. They're giving you an opportunity to try their product for nothing. All you have to do is enter the promo code CODE and you can try BlueChew.com for free. That's right. Just go to BlueChew.com, enter the promo code CODE, and you can try it for free. And Blue Chew is loaded with the same FDA-approved active ingredients that Viagra and Cialis are, so it definitely works. You can take them anytime, day or night. You can do so on a full stomach. So if you're at dinner and the mood is striking you right, just pop in a Blue Chew, and it works a lot quicker than a pill because it is a chewable. It's prescribed online, and it ships to your door discreetly, so when you don't have to go to the pharmacy, you don't have to go to those embarrassing lines, have those embarrassing conversations, you don't have to go to your doctor and have the long, drawn-out conversations that you would. You just get it now. That's BlueChew.com, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code CODE. Try it for free. It's made in the USA, and it's cheaper than going to a pharmacy as well. All they want to do is help you out. They want to make sure your wife is happy. We've seen Brian Colangelo screw things up with his wife. We're asking you not to do that with yours. So just go on to BlueChew.com, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, enter the promo code, try it for free, and see the results for yourselves. And have a great night in bed. Go perform like a rock star. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Want to thank you for joining us again. Some quick news and notes around the NBA. Kevin Durant telling us nothing we didn't know, saying that he's staying with the Warriors. Obviously, they've got a chance to be a dynasty. He's happy, and I didn't see that changing anytime soon. I still don't think it's Kevin Durant's final stopping place. At some point, I think he does end up a Laker. Not Paul George, not LeBron James, who are going to be talking about this summer. I think Kevin Durant ends up at a Laker, ends up as a Laker later in his career, and just goes in as kind of an assassin to put them over the top once Lonzo Ball and those guys develop. Or I can kind of see another scenario playing out here. And again, this is spitballing, throwing things against the wall to see if they stick. I can see him also going to the Philadelphia 76ers once they gel a little bit more if LeBron and Paul George don't go. So as that team gets better, you leave one dynasty to possibly hop onto the second one, and then there's the Celtics. Now, I thought Game of Zones did this great the other night. Again, I'm basing this opinion strictly on Game of Zones. Wow, okay. Far be it for me to base my opinion on something a cartoon throughout, but the Celtics, if they do kind of become that Spurs of the East, where they are the most consistent team over the next few years, I can see Kevin going to a situation there later in his career to just give them an opportunity to win rings. I don't ever see him coming back to Oklahoma City. I think there's too much acrimony on his part and the city's part for it really to work out well. Although, you know how the city works. I mean, if Kevin comes back and wins a championship, everybody embraces him. But I'm just not sure that if I were him and in his position, I would do it. And my opinion on that changes by the day. But right now, if I'm him, it's all about going forward, not going backward. And going to Oklahoma City, in my mind, if I'm Kevin Durant, is a bit of a step back. And finally, Giannis Antetokounmpo on a junk food quest all summer long. Hey, dude, you are totally missing out if you don't find your way down to Oklahoma during September take part in our state fair and have an Indian taco, which if you don't know what those are, they're made with fry bread, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's bread that is deep fried. It's called fry bread. You throw your ground beef, your tomatoes, your cheese on there. You cover it with salsa. If you're in New Mexico, you'd cover it in green chili, and they're just freaking heavenly. There was a girl I went to school with. Her mom made the best ones. Like, we had them at a Christmas party at one time. The same Christmas party I actually proposed to my wife to. But it's such a delicacy that's something you got to partake in if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo. Also, anything chocolate-covered or deep-fried. Twinkies, bacon, all that stuff. Come to the State Fair. Come to the Oklahoma State Fair, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I will go back to the State Fair if you come, and I will show you around, and we'll eat junk food together, and you'll go work it off, and I'll just have a heart attack, but I'll die happy, because that would, in fact, be one of the best days of my life. Wouldn't exactly be when either one of my kids were born or the day that I got married, but it'd be up there. It'd be in the top 10 for sure. That wraps up this episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. Have a fantastic weekend. I'm Eric G. saying ELE, everybody love everybody, and peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.